I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. Now, every farmer knows that eventually the expensive equipment that once gleamed bright green or orange when it was new will succumb to age, hard use, and rust. Farmers also know that there's still a lot of life left in old rusted equipment if they can just get it apart to repair it. VPR's Steve Zinn recently attended a workshop on how to do just that.
Lying on the concrete floor next to a dark stain of penetrating oil is the worn tine of an old farm plow. It's probably been close to half a century since someone applied a wrench to the rusted bolts that hold it together. Getting it apart to repair it is no easy task.
Go backwards, tighten it a little bit. Add a little oil, go back the other way, and what that'll do is clean some of the crud out of the threads.
Ron Wald is the instructor for this day-long workshop on taking apart rusty equipment, held at the Vermont Technical College Dairy Farm. Wald says lots of things he's done in life have prepared him to teach this class, including his experience as a welder, a blacksmith, and a French horn player.
The reason I was interested in the French horn is the same reason I was interested in other machinery. The French horn is this cool, complicated piece of plumbing.
Your fingers good?
Yep.
Schematic drawings or parts lists aren't easy to find for equipment this old, so there's a bit of puzzle solving involved in repairing it. Mimi Arnstein serves on the board of NOFA Vermont, which has put together a series of classes with Vermont Technical College. Previous sessions focused on engine repair. Arnstein says this one involves a little less exact science.
It's tricky to figure out how to teach a class on taking apart rusted metal, because it really involves being a detective and improvising. So, there's a lot of banging and a lot of head scratching.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what's inside there.
It almost looks like they rounded out. It used to be square.
Well, it wears.
It takes some creative thinking to figure out what combination of wrenches, chisels, hammers, and torches will achieve the desired result. But if you're a person who's inclined to whack something when it's not working, you'd probably enjoy this class. It took a while to get the plow tine to come apart. In the end, it yielded under the extreme pressure of a large vise. Wald offered lots of suggestions on the finer points of dealing with rusted parts, but he admits sometimes it just comes down to wailing on it.
I hate that lesson, but yes.
The tine belonged to an old plow owned by Justin Cote, a flywheel farm in Woodbury. Cote is hoping to get more use out of it by replacing the worn parts that dig into the soil.
It's important to be able to change the feet on these so that they can perform different tasks.
Farm equipment's expensive, even well-used stuff like Cote's rusted plow.
Well, this wasn't cheap either. It was still over $300.
Ben Crockett came from New York's Hudson Valley to attend the workshop. He brought a tractor PTO shaft that's seen better days. Crockett says the fact that equipment this old and rusty is still serviceable is testament to its quality.
Yeah, it's well made. A lot of it's American steel that went under much more rigorous, standards. And you had a lot more craftsmen then that really understood the difference between good steel, bad steel.
Rachel Arsenault of VTC says there's another principle at work here. It's one born of cost-saving necessity, maybe, but still an important lesson that agricultural life is helping preserve.
Farmers are actually some of the, probably the last group of people still in the non-one-time-use kind of lifestyle that most of us live. And so for them, something like this, they actually do reuse all that stuff that we would just, oh, that's junk, and throw it out.
So the next time you see a piece of farm equipment collecting rust and overgrown by weeds, don't think of it as junk. It's just waiting to be repaired. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.